This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy.
Hey there, Dave.
The subject is women and technology, especially technology careers. To talk about that, our guests are from Johnson & Wales University, Frank Tweedy, Dean of the School of Engineering and Design, and Professor Catherine Parchesco, Chair of the Department of Engineering and Computer Science. Both of you, welcome.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
Okay, a large gap is documented between women with bachelor's degrees in general and women with engineering degrees, and also with the percentage of young women who are getting into technical training. Why don't you begin talking about that?
Well, I think that some of the issues have been worked on in the schools today because we have STEAM, which includes, you know, science, technology, engineering,
sure,
math, and arts, so that students are more exposed to those kinds of jobs today. The other thing, it is still lacking, but I will say that in robotics, we've seen an increase in the number of female students in that area. We have a robotics engineering program at Johnson & Wales, and we've seen a big increase in that, and probably because of the first robotics teams that have been developed from junior high to high school. So more female students are involved in that and now are very much interested in those, in that field.
It really sounds like the issue isn't so much what's happening at the college or university level, but rather what's happening further down.
Exactly. So you have to start probably in middle school, which is where they started for the robotics. They have to start to do that for computer science majors, get the girls interested in coding and what can be done, you know, in the computer science field, because there are a lot of good role models today at Google, Facebook, you know, all Instagram, where females are in very high positions.
Dean Tweedy.
We know that the government puts so much money into the STEAM program with the millions of dollars available for public schools. The problem is that with the Common Core, a lot of things have disappeared. The business programming, the computer science programming. So the exposure to these areas has gone away. And what happens is that they're coming out with, you know, maybe math and science, and we see some weaknesses in that area. But they're really not promoting the areas of STEAM programming and also jobs.
Is some of that gender gap in the tech world, does it stem at least in part from cultural influences?
Oh, that's a big influence, definitely. When I used to do career school programming in middle schools, I'd go down, we'd bring robots, we'd do everything, and I'd ask questions of the students in there, and the girl will raise, hey, I'm going to be a nurse, the boy will say, I'm going to be a fireman, and it's all related to what their parents are doing. Maybe they're first generation, and these are first generation college students coming up here, and they're not given the exposure. And even today, with all the social media we have today, they're still not getting that exposure.
Kids today are live on their digital devices, right? So that you're saying that really doesn't get them thinking about careers?
No, I mean, if a person likes gaming, they don't realize that gaming is truly computer science. And so they look at, oh, I'm going to be a gamer, and they come in, they want to draw pictures, they want to do gaming. But truly, the foundation of that is computer science and programming. And we have a lot of students that come in and say, hey, I want to be a gamer. And when they realize it's computer science, they say, no, that's not what I want to do. So I don't think they're given enough information on that.
Professor Parchesco, what about positive professional examples now for girls?
Well, there are a lot of females in Silicon Valley who are working in the computer science area. There's a great video that really inspires girls that was developed at Stanford University. It's She++. And on that video, there are many, many women who have studied in computer science areas and who are now running companies, develop their own companies, and are in high places in tech companies.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. Continuing with that, the Girls Who Code program is very big.
Right. We have a group at school, Women in Technology, and we also have another school group called Codec, and it's a programming area. And we have another group for robotics, and all of those groups are now seeking to mentor with students from the area high schools to help them with different projects that they're doing.
I wonder, do you find that right now the School of Engineering is located in a, you know, sort of one of the old office buildings in downtown, but you're actually in the process of building a new building. It's actually the first building being built on the former 195 land. Do you think that that more prominent location can translate into more prominence for the idea of women being in the technology fields?
I think, first of all, it's going to give us great exposure, but also the type of programming that we're going into, and we have a lot of programs coming down the pike right now between informatics, brand new software engineering program, cyber threat intelligence, and defense. You're going to have a lot more interest in these areas. We're hoping that'll open the doors.
Professor Parchesko, what opened the door for you to the tech world?
Everything started coming to fruition with programming when I got out of college. And then I just saw that, okay, programming is something. And then I said, you know what, I really like the hardware. I like to build it and see how it works instead of writing the code for it. So in Massachusetts, where I'm from, Governor Dukakis at the time developed a Mass High Tech Council, and a lot of money was put into developing programs for people who had been to college, who already had a degree, but wanted to add to their skills. And so that's when I started to go back to school for electromechanical engineering.
Before we wrap up, I wanted to ask about tech jobs in the United States in general. It's tough attracting people in general to tech jobs, it seems.
Right. Well, I think it has to go back with, if you know the statistics, tech jobs are related to science and math, and we're underperforming in the United States in those areas, number one. You cannot prepare for a college track with weak math skills and science skills at a junior level in high school, so that kind of hurts us from the standpoint of bringing them in and getting them in those programs. We found that people are just not prepared, and it's very hard to prepare them and keep our accreditation.
Those jobs are going to be open, and they're going to have to be filled somewhere.
That's
maybe
right.
Not in this country.
Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, we've done the outsourcing once before. A lot of our students that go to our school come from New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, you name it, and they go home. So especially in Rhode Island, that's where we have our gap in the tech fields. They're not staying. We don't graduate many. We have 120 that graduate a year, and they usually do very well. But the jobs, there's a lot of jobs out there. I get calls daily from companies looking for students. They don't care. What do you have? Who do you have? And I don't think we're putting enough of them out in the marketplace.
Okay, we'll have to wrap this up. Frank Tweedy, Dean of the School of Engineering and Design at Johnson & Wales University, Department of Engineering and Computer Science Chair, Professor Catherine Parchesko have been our guests. Thanks to both of you.
Oh, thank you, Dave. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks to Mark Murphy of Providence Business News, as always.
Great to be here, Dave.
I'm Dave Fallon. This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.
Major funding for The Bottom Line is provided by the Rhode Island Foundation, using philanthropy to move Rhode Island forward.